long you gonna play?
Country clogging time.
Country clogging time.
We're going to do a little country clogging time, I guess. I don't know what they're going to dance to. This is completely unrehearsed, as you know. But I think they do a marvelous job. Not to... We played for this group 2 years ago, I believe it was, 2 or 3 years ago. And they did a wonderful job. We run a workshop with them. And they're down here today to entertain you, and we're kind of helping them along here. So...
thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, from the Sundancers and the Sundance Kids. We want to thank the band. They did a great job, as they always do with us. Friends, hope to see you again here next year. Thank you very much.
Don't take the mics, because we aren't through. The program says that was the last number, but it isn't. We have a surprise. It's in lots of ways it's a happy surprise, and in other ways it's a sad surprise. Two of our very favorite Florida Folk Festival performers. One hasn't been here for 15 years. It's a pleasure to have Gamble Rogers and Jim Ballou here to pay special tribute to Paul Champion, a great versatile folklorist, musician, composer, performer, who passed away February 14th of this year. So now it's my special privilege to present Gamble Rogers and Jim Ballou.
Well, good afternoon. You don't have to put much in the monitors, just put it all out front and I'll listen in. If you want to get to heaven, I'll tell you what to do. You got to grease your feet in some mutton stew and slide out of the devil's hand and ooze over to the promised land. Take it easy, boy. Take it easy, boy, but take it greasy. Let the rough end ride and the slick end slide. Now that's Ocklawaha County laissez-faire I'm talking about. Ocklawaha County laissez-faire is a sophisticated concept that you will readily grasp when I explain to you how it came to pass in the year 1967 that the commissioners of Ocklawaha County unanimously resolved to convert our county jail into a time-sharing condominium. Their reasoning was according to classic laissez-faire principle. It seems that for many years the jail had been little other than a private club for an elite group of local anglers known as production fishermen. Production fishermen, a species of piscatorial privateer whose very works and days are testament to that mystical linkage between the hunter and his prey, which transcends even the flux of seasons and the peregrinations of the planets. It goes without saying that each one of these production fishermen has an overweening reverence for the power of dynamite. Each morning at dawn for many, many years, our production fishermen were turned out of the county jail in accordance with a distinguished work release program put in place by Sheriff Hutto Proudfoot in collaboration with Mayor Neon Leon of Snipes Ford. Mayor Neon Leon is best remembered for his recent marks before the Chamber of Commerce when he was heard to say, in business as in life. There are some driveways you have got to come down out of with your lights off. Oh, I can hear it now out in the Ocklawaha hinterland. The sounds of ordnance, unlicensed percussion. Legions of catfish geysering skyward in stunned effusion. Lay those whisker snoots out in a row and fillet them with a lawnmower. Oh, I can see Neon Leon and the production fishermen right now just punching those scallops out with copper tubes. Well, the county commission got into the act and it was determined that the production fishermen represented the highest income group in all of Ocklawaha County. So after due deliberation, each of the production fishermen was given a key to his own condo, which spelled financial disaster for Sheriff Proudfoot, who had derived a huge residual income for 25 years renting the cells out to the fishermen in the first place. Sheriff Proudfoot soon recouped his finances by loosing such a blizzard of speeding citations on the commissioners, all of whom commuted to the courthouse in stock cars, that this august body of Solons sought solemn counsel and commenced rummaging forthrightly about in their most revered and elastic barrel of pork, to the end that Sheriff Proudfoot was regaled with two ears and a tail, which is to say that the husband of Sheriff Proudfoot's youngest sister was given sole right and franchise to operate and maintain that business which now comprises the entire ground floor of the old county jail. I'm speaking of the aforementioned Brother-in-Law's Restaurant, the only Greek restaurant in all of Ocklawaha County, specializing in alligator tails wrapped in grape leaves. The jail itself was auspiciously renamed the Bon Voyage Condominium. Good people, if this ain't Ocklawaha County laissez-faire, then there's not a one of you here today who properly understands the distinction between business and business. It's so good to see you again, and so good to see such a fine crowd on a Sunday afternoon here at White Springs, and to see all of the new things that they've instituted. The chickies down by the main gate. But my reason for being here today is a serious one, and I just wanted to do a little something there for my old friends, but and that's all of you and Cousin Thelma and everybody else who's done such a fine job in putting this festival across, the Great Florida Folk Festival. Last year on this stage, there was one of the more magical musical moments of my lifetime when Will McLean and I and Paul Champion were reunited in music. And that goes back to 1959, actually, when we first played together. And then finally recorded together in about 1963 on Will's first album. Paul Champion was quite simply the first person that I ever saw make sense out of the fingerboard of a stringed instrument up close. I'd seen it on television, I'd seen it in the movies, but I'd never seen it in the flesh. He was always a mentor to me. And will remain as an inspiration for all time. I'd like to play a song that he showed me how to play on the guitar. He played it on the banjo, but we fiddled around until I learned this. The last time I saw Paul, he was in the hospital and he was encumbered with a breathing device, so he couldn't speak. But we communicated nonetheless, I with my voice and Paul with his eyes and hands, and he communicated most eloquently because he did not mince words, Paul Champion didn't, and he always communicated perfectly with what he had at hand within his limitations. So not being able to speak, he drew me over to the bed as I said goodbye, and he did it like this, and then I came up a little closer, and he held his hand up, and he went like that, and then he went like that, like this, and like this. And to that I can only say amen. One of our co-partners on that recording session so many years ago, over 20 years ago now, on Will McLean's first album, was a young man who was just getting into music at that time and who played the bass on our sessions and who wore a baseball cap backwards on his head and clowned around a lot, and he was pretty coltish. And if you didn't watch out, he'd get to jumping around and stomp on your instep. And he allowed us how he wanted to learn how to play the guitar and make a career out of music, and he has done just that and has become a staple performer in the Central Florida area and has written some beautiful songs about the state of Florida. So it's my great pleasure to reintroduce to you Mr. Jim Ballou from Orlando.
Thank you very much, and it's a pleasure to be here. I want to thank Cousin Thelma and Barbara Beecham for making room on the program for me today. I'm really proud to be here. It's been about 15 years since the last time I was able to come, and I'm not going to miss it anymore. I'm going to be here every year. I want to dedicate my little part of the show here to my friend Paul Champion, whom I was proud to be partners with for about 14 years. And I want to dedicate this first song to my wife, Mary, who, along with a lady named Ruby Hooper, brought a lot of comfort to Paul in his last days. This is a song about a creature that has become one of our state symbols. And there have been a lot of fine songs written about the manatee in the last few years, and this is my little contribution called Roll On, Manatee.
Mm-hmm.
roll on, roll on, Manatee. Take my soul with you out to sea. You can see them near the shore. They keep our rivers clean. They're guardians of our water, this creature so serene. Along the shallow shorelines and to the crystal springs, they surely must be numbered among our precious things. Spanish soldiers in the sun, roll on, Manatee. Life and death flow on as one, roll on, Manatee. They were here before Menendez built old St. Augustine, and long before the Indian nations reigned supreme. Sailors thought them mermaids as they watched them nurse their young. We must preserve this creature. Their song is almost sung. I'm standing in the failing light, roll on, Manatee. Life and death flow on as one, roll on, Manatee. You can see them near the shore, only grasses do they glean. They're guardians of our water, this mammal so serene. Protect our estuaries, help save the manatee. And like the sacred mangrove, we'll walk down to the sea. Roll on, roll on, roll on.
Thank you. Paul Champion taught me most of what I know about fishing. And we used to go fishing quite a bit down on the West Coast for snook. And we used to go over to a place over on the East Coast, too, called Turtle Mound. I wrote this song in memory of that time. It's called Turtle Mound Jubilee. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I'd like to do one more for you. This is a song I'd like to especially dedicate to Paul. This embodies the way I really feel about the beautiful state we live in. And my relationship with Paul Champion. When I die, don't bury me in a lonesome grave beneath a tree. Scatter my ashes in the flow where the Withlacoochee waters go. For me, when I'm gone at last, just grab your pole, catch a big old bass, catch a largemouth bass, and set it free. When you set it free, then think of me. Yes, when I die, don't bury me in a lonesome grave beneath a tree. Scatter my ashes in the flow where the Withlacoochee waters go. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a nice welcome back for Gamble Rogers.
Well, we got together at my house last week and picked a little bit together. This is a song that has been part of Jim's repertoire for a long time, and maybe I'll start playing it after his example. Let's see if we're in Jim.
There's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. Though we meet with a darkness and strife, the sunny side we also may view.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we'll keep on the